Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing What a Day That Will Be, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message.
And what a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand, and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day. Sickness, no more pain. There'll be no parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day.
For a moment this morning. Yes, give the Lord some praise. He's worthy. I look out over this congregation this morning, and I know within the hearts and the lives of many of you, you've faced days of struggle and trial and difficulty. You've faced some dark valleys of life, but I also know in the presence of whatever you've gone through, He's been there. And let me tell you, there's coming a day. Are you hearing me? There's coming a day where all those struggles won't be anymore. There's coming a day when you shall see Him face to face. I'm glad to tell you, no sickness, no death, no sorrow, no pain, nothing will enter into that glorious land, for God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes, and all things are made new. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day when I shall walk on gold, live in a mansion, and see my Savior face to face. What a day. Don't give up. Life struggles are hard. Times are bad. People don't know what to do. But I'm telling you right now, don't give up. There's a God who's still in control. And there's a God on the throne. And there's a God. Oh, here's the good news. Are you ready for some good news? Shout amen.
Amen.
He's coming again. And in the moment and the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
And what a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land,
just encourage you. We're going to go back and sing it one more time, but we're going to let these guys rest their fingers on playing. And we're just going to lift up the natural voice that God's given us. Maybe our voice is not the prettiest thing in the world, but you know they're pretty in God's sight.
Amen.
And God's glorified when we lift up our voice in praise.
Amen.
So let's today lift up the natural instrument that God has given you, your vocal cords. Open your lungs and today declare it. What a day that will be.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
What a day
that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Praise the Lord. And even when we have forsaken God, and we fall into that pattern as the world has fallen into today, and we've taken our attention off of God, I'm glad He's still there. Amen. We've got to get this thing embedded in our spirit that God wants us steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And you know, when you do this, you will not give up and you will remain faithful unto the Lord. James says, we count them happy which endure. I don't know about you, but buddy, I tell you, sometimes it's be happy. It's hard to be happy when you're enduring stuff, isn't it? But see, this is the key to that. Let me help you a minute. The problem is you're walking around with weights on your shoulders and suitcases in your hands, and you're trying to carry it all when He says you can cast it all upon Him because He cares for you. That's our God. Let me close. See, you look at the life of Job. He wasn't guilty of unfaithfulness. There was times of doubt in his life, as his human traits sometimes will come out in us, that we doubt and we question. But he said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was saying God still deserves the praise, even in times of trouble and dilemma and difficulty and struggle of life. And folks, let me tell you what. Sometimes, let me tell you, when quits knocking at your door, you don't need to answer it. You need to just trust the Lord. And I think one of the greatest tools that we have today is you never quit praying. Let me just give you three quick points and one more point and I'm through. Proper prayer, we ask, what is it? It's three things. Proper prayer begins with the name of Jesus. If you don't have Jesus in your prayers are no good. Second thing today, proper prayer is always prayed in faith, believing. I don't know the how. I don't know the what. But man, I sure do know the who. Amen. I know if I call unto Him, He will answer me and show me great and mighty things, which I know not. That's the power of God. Third thing, proper prayer is prayed in confidence. We go to God, oh, God. Oh, we just draw the names out. We lament. We try to think, God's got to hear me, right? God's saying, get to the point. Your prayer is not a show. Your prayer is to reach the throne of God. And don't come to me with this squealing out, lamenting. Just pray in confidence and believe. And here's the good news. You shall receive.
Amen.
So if you're not believing, if you don't have confidence, God can't answer your prayers. And I got 5 more points for you. You said, oh my God. They're quick and they're fast and to the point, I think. You better hope they are. 5 promises when life is hard. When life is hard. 1, God's always with me. Therefore, I will not fear.
Amen.
2, God is always in control. Therefore, I will not doubt. 3, God is always good. Therefore, I will not despair. 4, God is always watching. Therefore, I will not falter. And 5, God is always victorious. Therefore, I shall not fail. Amen. Woo! Somebody shout it, glory! You can be sure of the promises of God. You can be sure today and know with intensity of the incredible hand of God that will profoundly do a reliable work in your life if you will trust Him. I'm sure of that. Therefore, goodbye, quit. You're no longer a part of my vocabulary. My trust is in the Lord. Would you bow your heads? I don't know what need may be residing in your spirit today, but I do know there's a God today that can meet that need. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Have you ever been born again? If not, why not now? See, without Jesus, you're not going to make heaven. You can sit in this church all the time you want to. As a matter of fact, you can camp out here. You can put your tent out front. But it's not going to save you. You've got to give your heart and your sins and your life to Jesus. Have you done that? If not, will you do it right now with me? I'll pray with you a prayer that will change your life and that will eradicate quit out of your vocabulary and give you purpose to live. That if you're not saved, you can be born again. Would you pray this prayer? Dear God in heaven, I'm a sinner in need of your salvation. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for me. Forgive me. Come into my heart, my life, and save me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Keep your head down a moment. If you prayed that prayer, you meant that prayer, I'm going to ask you to do one thing. I won't embarrass you. I won't do nothing to humiliate you. I will do nothing to hurt you. I'll remember you in my personal prayer life. Pastor Carlton, I just prayed that prayer and I meant that prayer with my heart. Just slip your hand up right now. Anybody? Anybody? Just slip your hand up. Slip your hand up. God knows your heart. God knows your need. God will change your life. Would you stand to your feet? Father, I just pray now the Spirit of the Lord will move upon our hearts and lives. There may be people here that's entertained the thought of giving up, throwing in the towel, and quitting. I pray right now that they will find themselves on an altar crying out to the Lord who will hear their cry and deliver them. There are people in this church right now that needs deliverance, that needs help, that needs direction, that needs strength, that needs encouragement. I'm glad there's a God who is more than able. Father, would you move on our hearts right now? In this song of invitation, Lord, would you bring us to an altar where we can cry out to Jesus? And you'll hear the call, you'll hear the cry, and you will meet our need and you will respond to our hearts today. Oh, in the presence of pain, there's a God who will give you victory. Will you come? Come on.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.